Here with me in this interview is Tad Witten. He's president of Motorsports Management Incorporated. And Tad, first of all, tell us just a little bit about your company and what you all do.
Well, our company does special event marketing work for a lot of different boat manufacturers is our primary industry. We get involved with some NASCAR programs, but I'm an old farm boy. I worked for ConAgra Corporation 20 years ago, and my dad was a 35-year college ag professor and so forth from U of I, and I just I really felt that we need to be doing some things in agriculture, and we are back in agriculture. So we started doing some research on the histories of ethanol and renewable fuels, and got together with Farm Progress Show people. So together the two of us have put together what's called Flex Fuel Motors. But the old car dealerships years ago used to have a filling station on the corner, and we found what was the very first ethanol filling station in the country. It was in Lincoln, Nebraska, owned by a man by the name of Earl Coryell. He was the largest independent oil operator in the United States, had filling stations from Pennsylvania to North Dakota to Minnesota to Texas. And he sold ethanol at that filling station. Grand opening was April 11th, 1933.
Well, you mentioned Flex Fuel Motors. What is Flex Fuel Motors?
Flex Fuel Motors is, I guess, a new filling or a new auto dealership that we came out with. I mean, just a fake name. It's just a name that will tell people about that there are flex fuel vehicles at car dealerships. So we built this car dealership, kind of oasis out here in the middle of the Farm Progress Show grounds, and have a pretty good variety of some of the new flex fuel powered vehicles from E85 powered Chevrolet Tahoes to Ford pickup trucks to the new B20 New Holland tractor to some semis. So we're trying to let the trucking industry know that you can run B20 in your trucks, and the farmers know that they can run this in their in their diesel lawnmowers to whatever, their Kawasaki mules, and it's just renewable fuels can just work into about anything.
What attracted me first was seeing the filling station, or the old filling station. Is that a pretty good replica of what it's modeled after?
You know, I would probably I'd probably go for a Smithsonian Award. We did a lot of homework. Mary Jo at the Nebraska Historical Society is my new friend. We have spent a lot of time on the phone together working on what details took place. I mean, the picture of that I have out there on the board that we replicated this from hangs in the White House. And it was taken again April 11th, 1933, and it's really, really almost to the T. We didn't have any architectural plans laying around, so we had to bring in some experts to tell us about what size it would have been, but it's pretty darn close. But again, the station operated only for about a year and a half. Ethanol at that time was about 3 to 5 cents a gallon higher than gasoline was. So Mr. Coryell decided, hey, I'm going to sell my customers what they want to buy, but I'm also going to give them some alternatives. Mm-hmm. So he was definitely a lot like Henry Ford. He was a leader, before his time. But more so anything, we're just trying to show history and future and let people know that they need to be patient. It's going to take time to get these plants online. Mm-hmm. Iowa's got cheap fuel, and everybody's like, why is Iowa so cheap? Well, it's because they prepared themselves for a rainy day. And that's why the Iowa fuel is so reasonable. But anyway, there's just a lot to learn. People have got a lot of questions, and we're hoping we can give some patience. This is stewardship. This is about the land. We can do this. These people in these other countries don't necessarily like us that are selling us this fuel. So we just want to create some awareness and spark some interest.
It says there'll be a show. What kind of a show do you put on for the people out here at Farm Progress?
It's about a 3-minute show. We actually have Jake. A lot of people call him Goober, and he in the picture there's a man in a white jumpsuit, and he he fueled the cars and so forth. And we have Mr. Johnson who drives the old Ford car into the dealership, and they talk about the different effects of ethanol. That does burn cleaner, and some conversion factors. How much ethanol can you get out of a bushel of corn? Well, after it's left over, there's 18 pounds of feed left over. Well, that's beef. That's steak. So there's a lot more to this than what maybe meets the eye. We're trying to, in a fun, very, very entertaining way. We kind of ended, hey, if you think this fuel is corny, how about those actors? And we're using FFA kids, and we're using 4-H dads for the actors. So we're not trying to make it a paid actors and high level show, but people get it. They walk away saying, you know what, that makes sense, and I think that's what we need to do.
Well, besides having this on display, you had mentioned previously it was built just for this show. Do you think this would play well in other venues?
Yeah, I think so. You can imagine the amount of people we've talked to that have come up to us. To be honest, we 35, 40 days ago, this wasn't even thought about. We thought about this about 45 days ago, and and did a little bit of homework for a week or so, got with some friends of ours at the Farm Progress Show companies, and they said, you know what, this is a great thing. Originally, it was my idea to do it for 07, and they said, you know, this is so important to us as a company, as Farm Progress Show magazine and the show, Farm Progress Show, that we need to make it happen now. So we scrambled and haven't got a lot of sleep. We'll go home, load these big trucks up, and go home and get a sleep for a few days. But it's possible this thing may show up somewhere before the end of the year, and definitely be back at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur.
You got an awesome display. Really like what you put together out here. That's Tad Witten, who's president of Motorsports Management and Flex Fuel Motors here at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.